Okay, I am now recording. Let's do 3, 2, 1, sync. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Okay, we just say it. We say it at the same time. Okay. Yes, 3, 2, 1, sync. Or wait, no. I count down. Or one of us counts down and then we both say sync. This is great. Now you are also recording, right? Because if you're not recording, then it makes no sense. Okay. You should put all of this in. Okay. You count down, 3, 2, 1, and then sync. You. Sync. Okay, cool. Ah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's... And now, have you gotten past the ad? Okay. All right, cool. All right, but I am past the ad, so yeah. Okay. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Oh, you could do it. You can do it the way you're fucking used to. Who gives a shit? Okay. Sega. Yeah. This is off to a really professional start. Hey guys, welcome to the Video Fest of Batman Forever. It's called a Video Fest. That's what everyone calls it. And I was not told beforehand that it is not called a Video Fest anymore. I was told we always call them Video Fests. It was just... Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, that's... Now that really does bring back memories. Yeah. Yeah, and it was Batman. I played the SNES version of this game at a friend's house all the time. It's almost the same game, except it doesn't have any voice clips, to my knowledge. I don't think it does anyway. Yeah. I'm pretty sure... that every time it looks like it's mode 7-ing something, it's just frame animated. Which probably we know for a fact in the SNES version that it is done with real mode 7, because remember the emulator would always lag to shit whenever it, you know, because it had that sequence where you're driving through a maze, or not a maze, but it's like you would drive through the city map to get to whatever your destination is, and the emulator would always super lag during that. It's pretty smooth animation though, the enemies' names appearing and disappearing. I feel like I remember them growing from a central point. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I think the UI is just totally different in the SNES version. But this isn't the SNES version. In like Ariel or whatever. In a game that seems to be obsessed with hiding the fact that it's pixelated as thoroughly as possible. What is a ragwort? Yeah, on a cartridge game. What is a ragwort? That is going to be the reason we know we can do this game in a video all the way through and keep having things to talk about, despite the fact that we've done it before, is because of all of the fucking names. Like Anglophile. He's like, I'm not supposed to be in here. I'm just an Anglophile. Why did you put me in Arkham Asylum next to Riff and Raph? And I'm rooming with a guy named Freak. I'm just an Anglophile. I guess I'm not even really sure what that means exactly. Maybe I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. Not that I want to interrupt the legendary duel between Clawhammer and Creep. Well, not Batman and Clawhammer and Creep, rather. So, oh shit, I have ads. Okay, hang on. Alright, now, how are we gonna do this? Because I have successfully skipped the ad. But now... Okay, so... I am now at 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Is there a way to make this work? Okay. And I can't... See, I didn't think that was going to happen because I don't have... You know, usually it'll put a bunch of, like, little slats or little slashes where the ad's going to be. So hang on. Let's cut the recording. Well, hang on. No, we've already got this... Okay, yeah. Wait, we've already got this far. Yeah, I won't cut my audio recording. But how shall we do this? Can you get the video? Can I get the video? Yeah, well, that's the thing. This happened 4 minutes into the video. How many times is it going to happen? Do you know how not tech savvy I am these days in terms of software? I'm using Google Chrome. Let me see. Do they have one for Chrome?
Well, I mean, I guess they do if you're using one.
Adblock Plus. The world's number one free ad blocker. This video brought to you by Adblock Plus. Get Adblock Plus for Chrome. I don't mind if I do. That's the danger of recording with a guy who has a professional recording setup for voiceover work. Add to Chrome. Add Adblock Plus free ad blocker. It can read and change all your data on the websites you visit. Display notifications. Add extension. Yeah, absolutely. Installation successful. Should I reboot the browser? Okay, yeah. I do, yeah. That actually probably means I'm good to not... Well, hang on. Well, let me just... I do think... Well, I mean, if it just happened the one time, you stitching the audio together once isn't going to be a pain, really. Okay, so... Let me... God, I have all these tabs open. Is there a way to close Chrome and then get your tabs back? Let me see, because this is a relatively new install of Windows, so a lot of things aren't set up. Let me do on startup, continue where you left off. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23 taps. And have 23 tabs open. A lot of them actually matter. So, no, I don't believe in such things. I have closed Chrome. I will now open Chrome. I am now opening Chrome. Okay, yeah, it just brought everything back. So, Sega. Okay, hang on. Where are you in the video? Oh, right. Another thing I don't have is the Discord program on my computer. It is on Chrome. So I was still talking to you and you weren't hearing me. Where are you in the video? Okay. Let's see if this ad blocker is... Hang on, let me just... Okay. All right. We're set. We should sync, right? Okay. Sync. Okay. And then one, two, play. That's Yep. Yep. Level one enemies. So it's like Doom. I always did. Yeah. I always did like this Batman logo with like the Riddler question mark around it. It's also probably because this movie is one of my first real exposures to Batman. Yeah, I remember that. I hadn't seen it in a long time. Okay, so this is the actual beginning of the fucking movie. Well, there's Midway are the people. Yeah, I guess Acclaim did the port of Mortal Kombat to the consoles, and then they used that code or something to make this. Oh yeah, I watched the Retro Prey of that. I also watched the Retro Prey of Darkseid. Look at that. It's no. They go for the weird names immediately. Oh yeah, I was gonna look up what Anglophile means. That's when the ad hit. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, a person who is fond of or greatly admires England or Britain. That's all it means. And samurais are fist fighters in jumpsuits. Actually, that isn't a jumpsuit. That's a suit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also appreciate the long player shaking it up and not just using like the most like efficient combo or whatever. I don't even know if it matters what buttons you press, but these are just punching over and over. I wish we'd known which moves were broken when we were playing the game. Ah, Bloodfire. I choose to remember that we were playing. You know, if they wanted to, I just ignored that. If we wanted to, like, okay, how many enemies do you think are in this game? And I don't mean types of enemies. I mean how many names do you think they had to come up with? Maybe about 500. I mean I'm guess actually, if we could look at like 100% enemy completion or whatever. Like, we could see, or maybe. I mean, I don't care enough to actually check, but let's say there's 500 names in this game. Couldn't you come up with 500 names that are just names? Like Steve? I mean, Sirius is a name. Nemesis is, however, not a name. Like, it's like every single dude in this group of thugs is like, hey man, I'm new here. You guys gotta call me Numbat. You know? Like, it's like, right on, Numbat. Yeah, Numbat! Before I give you this file, I will go back and re-record me saying, hell yeah, Numbat, because it peaked. It will be seamless. It will all be thanks to movie magic. Because I have this tuned so that my mouth, like my lips are basically brushing the windscreen on it. It is... They're so, like, I have it tuned that way so I can have maximum control over what I'm doing. That means that if I yell, I have to remember to back the fuck off the microphone, which I frequently do not do. Yes. So, because you hear that? It's like a scritchy, scritchy, scritchy. This is really professional. Scritchy, scritchy. I don't even know if you can hear that. Oh, okay, cool. Well, like, it's moody shadows and whatnot, but it's like, this is when, you know, I can't ever decide how into the idea of a Gotham that just looks as creepy and gothic as possible I am, because it's like, does everything have to have, like, creepy statues? Literally everything? Like, this is a bank. Water plants. Oh, I mean, yeah, those are plants, and they are gray, just as plants are, and they blow up just as plants do. That is the worst voice in the world. Oh yeah, it's good. It's like how in you know, what they do with him in the Arkham games, like that's a great, and it is really funny how he's always like, you can't possibly solve these riddles, Batman, and it's like they are well designed riddles for the purpose of being a video game, but they're not genius level riddles. You know, it isn't this like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's no way to know what's going on here. There's no way to under, because there isn't a cutscene that shows them, and that wouldn't have been hard to do. They have the models. These are clearly rendered from models. They could just show like a, or they could even just show like, you know, explosions in the foreground, and then it just, you just, this part of the, because they have this background flying past it, so they could have just had like it go out of the bank. That's all you need to do. Yes, this is the vault. Because that's how you... Because two movies did this. Well, not movies. But two stories did this. One was Batman Forever. The other one was Saints Row 3. That's how Saints Row 3 opens. Is you steal the entire vault out of a bank and fly it off. One would think that if you, no matter how finely tuned your car was, if you were toting a bank vault, you would drive much slower than even the most cursory attempts to catch you would be. You know? Dude, I have only seen the first one, which was a pretty good movie, but I do have a lot of respect for the franchise just turned into, like, The Rock and whatever his name is, just having a good time. Like, they're just doing whatever they want. Bilbo. That's Bilbo. Yeah. Well, didn't they have, like, some distinct moves between them, or maybe, like, they're like, oh, the green ones are the only ones that can do this move. Probably not. They probably didn't do that, actually, but... Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say this. It isn't really Batman Forever's fault because they were doing Dick Grayson's origin story, but this would be the third Batman movie in a row to heavily involve clowns. Because the first one was the Joker. Fair enough, it's the Joker. The second one, it was the Penguin and Catwoman. And the only reason they were there is because... Tim Burton loves clowns. There was no reason for them to be there. It was just like, hey, I'm Danny DeVito. I'm going to throw some clowns at you. Like, you know, and that was maybe, I'm sure there were clowns because it was Tim Burton. It had to have clowns in it. Yeah. But now it's like, oh, okay, the Flying Graysons. Yeah, they have to do the Robin story, even though it's like, ah, you're an acrobat. Want to fight guys? Oh, yeah, well, because the Joker, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I'm not a guy to always latch onto, like, grimdark reboots or whatever, but, like, okay, like, I remember reading somewhere that in the backstory of the Arkham games, Tim Drake's backstory is that he's basically a kid, and he lost his family's thing. I actually don't know what the backstory of the real Tim Drake is, but, he lost his family or whatever, and like was like, oh, Batman, I want to be the next Robin. I want to fight with Batman. And so he like became an obsessive Batman fan, more or less, and got like all these different like videos of him fighting, and like brutally trained himself to fight guys. And then he was like, hey, Batman, I'm your new Robin. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's like, it's like, oh, it's all grimdark and he's doing CrossFit and he's, you know, but it's like, yeah, you would need to do that. You know, and if you wanted to be Robin, one, you would need to be older than 16. And two, you would need, I mean, not actually CrossFit, because CrossFit's terrible, I've heard, but like, you know, you would need to not be, oh yeah, I'm a trapeze artist. That's the main thing I do. Can you dodge bullets? I sure can, you know? Would a lack of pants be a deal breaker for you? Nah, I'm fine. I don't need my legs to move around, so if I get shot in the leg, that's okay. And wave a stick at a guy. Yeah, we're not getting to see Robin in this playthrough, I don't think. But I mean, he's basically the same as Batman. I don't know if there are really any differences between him and Batman other than visually. He has that shield thing, I guess, but. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah, I don't remember what, actually, I'll look up the Robin design for Batman Forever. Whatever Robin. Okay, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it is like the version that's in this game, which you can't see, is not a bad representation of it. But oh man. What? Sorry, I couldn't hear you over. Yeah. It might be, it could either be that, or it could be the DOS version came later and they had more access to what the movie was going to look like. That happens when that happens in toy collecting all the time. It'll be like, oh yeah, like you, some of the Avengers figures from the movies, it'll be like, this looks a little bit different from the way it does in the movie because it was based on a slightly earlier version of the costume. And like that's pretty common, actually. Like the first Marvel Legends Ant-Man figure, it has like the bottom half of his face is exposed, like Batman's or whatever. And that was before they redesigned the costume, because in the movie it's established that when you are ant-sized, you can't breathe normal air, because your molecules are smaller or whatever, so you have to have like a totally enclosed environment in the suit. So it's like, okay, so here's Ant-Man, and he just can't be Ant. He, because he'll die. Oh yeah. So this would have been the other game that the six button control was useful for. Well, the first one would be the port of Street Fighter, which isn't good enough to have, but it definitely would not be Eternal Champions, because no one bought that game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in every other game that's ever been made, if you can glide, you just press jump again. Oh, but jump is up in this, so it's yeah. Oh, that's gross. It's good that you don't. It's not like a fundamental gameplay mechanic in this. You know, like you do need it a little bit, but it's not like it is like the Arkham games. It's like you're gliding all the fucking time. Oh, I know, but it's not. It's not like that much. Is it fair to say that the game controls as well as it looks like it does? Because as good as the animations are, there's still like, it's very clear that it's something very stiff is happening here. That is a water hazard from the Amiga version of Pitfall. I don't fucking know. You have to like Indiana Jones swing around or whatever. This game was the inspiration for Donkey Kong Country or Donkey Kong King DK King of Swing. Whatever the fuck. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. They couldn't just have it flutter a little bit, just a little flutter. Now this fight, well not this fight, but the fight after this one is actually quite clever. Oh, they couldn't look less like this, yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't be palette swaps with each other. That is not the point of them. The this player isn't really letting him do it, but when Two-Face is when depending on which side of him is facing the camera, he'll do different moves and his stance is different, and he's basically a different fighting game character, which is really clever. But what were you saying about infinite moves? Right. Like a, you know, like a stun lock or whatever, yeah. Well, and even if there was, certainly you can't think of an example of the gameplay changing, you know? Like, and that's really clever. Just a shame the game it's in is garbage. I mean, look at what we're watching. Yeah. That sound actually reminds me of a sound I heard in a One Piece YouTube poop. Yeah, that you kick or whatever. Because they're high up, you see. And your legs are the only limb that can reach that high. Because your legs are longer than your arms, you see. Centaur? We already fought Centaur. Come on! You clearly didn't care about the quality of them to begin with. Just put more of them in. I mean, that's something they would do more with in Arkham Asylum, the characters hulking out. But yeah, I guess the electric chair is the only thing I can think of for that, is because like, there aren't any Batman villains with electricity powers except for Livewire, who's a girl, and yeah. I mean, she was in the animated series. That's where she debuted, and so she's kind of like, people that know the animated series know her, and more people know the animated series than know the comics, generally speaking. At least kids of my age, but... I believe she was also in the Superman cartoon, yeah. She might have actually been from the Superman cartoon originally, I can't remember. But... If you go too far down the electricity powers rabbit hole in DC, though, you get to, like, Black Vulcan and shit like that, and it gets a little bit uncomfortable. Wait, is it Black Vulcan or Black Lightning? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I read the Injustice comics last year, and they're actually quite good for the most part. I have not played the game. Yeah, you don't generally like fighting games, I know. It did have a flash in the pan fad among my real life friends. We were playing MKX a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean I played it at one of their houses, and I was like, I don't think I need to buy this. I think it's fine. Yeah, because I don't know that I could have explained that, or even, you know, it's like, yes, that happened. We could just say what it was, and there's literally nothing else to say about it, so, you know. Oh, no, I understand. Yeah. In a game that's really going out of its way to look as good as possible. I love how in these segments they show what the 3D rendered track would look like if it was in this version of the game. They show a picture of it, like a JPEG of it, and then they just move on to the text. Because it wasn't until Alien Soldier that anyone figured out, you know, that the Genesis do this shit. But yeah. No, yeah, there are a lot of differences, though. Like... a lot more than a lot of UI stuff. I know the Riddler clues are in like a cool like green on black, like awesome looking techie font in the SNES version. They're both terrible though. Yeah. Well, they're, yeah, because it's like you know, we just saw the boss fight for him, or one of them anyway. It's like, yeah, he's definitely in the game. It's better in the SNES version. It really, it was definitely composed for the SNES version. This is an approximation of it. It's not amazingly good in the SNES version, but it is. It does sound kind of cool. They're trying to be very ambient about it, you know. Okay, that's a weird thing. Is the whole, when we did this video fest, I'll say, before, when I saw the name Bloodfire in the first level, or maybe the second level, I can't remember, I was like, that'll be my new screen name, Bloodfire Ravenstorm Midnight Junior. I just actually, except for Junior, and fuck me, Junior's probably in it too, every piece of that name is a name for a thug in this game. I just saw Raven and Storm. I did not know that when I said it back in the day. I don't think so. I just saw Bloodfire, and then I listed off like a My Immortal style like string of goth words. If there was a Ravenstorm, I didn't see it. I have occasionally watched that video fest again over the years. So, I have seen it more recently than SK has. He refuses to watch it because it's very cringy to him. I was just like, we were just having fun. We were idiots and, you know, we kept making references to the Fat Man. Dude, I rewatched that Fat Man review. There is an extensive rape joke in it. Extensive. Extensive. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's like a, how was this game made? And then he does like a Sims 2 machinima with like Acclaim coming over and like raping Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look up, Spoony videos these days, you can find, like, okay, the entire Ultima retrospective in one video with all of the skits taken out. And it's amazingly good. Now, I'll occasionally revisit Spoony, but the skits were never funny. Like, the occasional one would be, but also, that video, there's like a couple of sketches that are funny, and they leave those in. Well, huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll show the Ultima videos to people occasionally. Like, hey, have you ever heard of Ultima? Here, now you have, you know? Mm-hmm. And impenetrably hard to get into these days. If you didn't grow up with that kind of RPG, you're not going to ever play those games. That is a picture of the Riddler's box from the movie, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what it looks like, yeah. It's because I when I was a kid, I had the junior novelization of this movie, and I read it a million times before seeing the movie. So when he's talking about like the box, I always assumed that it was box shaped, and 'tis not. 'Tis not. And give the designers far too little to do. I've actually been, so on the side, ladies and gentlemen, I spent the past 8 months recording audiobooks of a series of Harry Potter fan fictions. And I am also, doing illustrations for the print edition of the fan fictions. And when I say print edition, I mean vanity published one at a time, because they won't be for sale, because that's illegal. But I have been drawing stuff for this series and getting paid to do it. So I've been spending a lot of time doing design work, basically, because this author is a brilliant author. And, you know, okay, so like, I'm going somewhere with this. There's like a set of military uniforms in the books, because like, you know, it's about a girl going through basically high school, and she joins the equivalent of ROTC in her second year. So I have to know how to draw those uniforms. And so, you know, I'll go through it and I'll be like, okay, here you said they're white and navy blue. Here you said they're blue and gray. It's fine, because I'm not doing color anyway, but it's like I'll be going through this text with a fine-tooth comb trying to find descriptions of what they look like and hope that they're internally consistent. And I'm just imagining a designer for the movie reading the novelization before the movie was made. I know that isn't how it works, but it's like, and it just says, the, you know, Edward Nygma's box. What are we going to make this box look like? How about a pyramid? Like with a little corkscrew on it, and triangles, and a little whoobity whoobity woo, you know, like that's what a box looks like. I don't know. Oh my god, yeah, I remember that. I have read the Disaster Artist. I have not seen it. I should, because I would like to rewatch it or reread it, and I think my copy is still. No, actually, my copy was never my copy. My copy I'd borrowed from a friend. I might still have it, or they might still have it. I don't know. Wait, he's in the Batcave, isn't he? I just now kind of looked back at the screen. This is the Batcave. Because that's the Batmobile. Yeah, yeah. God, the only Arkham game I haven't played is the one that has actual Wayne Manor and the real Batcave in it. Which is always kind of a bummer to me, because it's like, you know, it's Arkham Origins, and I've heard mixed things about it, and you can't get a digital copy of it. You have to find a and it's like, you can find a disc for like $10 online, but it's like that, it just being that is enough of a barrier that I've never given it a shot. But it's like, it's the only one we can have like the wish fulfillment thing of like, I'm leaving the Batcave, you know. I don't think you can drive the Batmobile out of it, because I don't think the Batmobile's in that game, but still, you know. Well, I mean, my heart is always reserved for Mark Wick. You know, would you not have more countermeasures than God if you were Batman and you had the Batcave? I mean, Nacho Kid. It might just be because I've been playing the Arkham games again, and it's like, you know, you have all these gadgets and shit, but it's like, if you have time to set things up beforehand, you could just press a button and all these guys would fry. Not lethally, because you're Batman. I have seen a video of a guy going over, it's on YouTube, I can't remember his name, but it's a guy going over all of the people whom Batman irrefutably kills in Batman versus Superman. Like, that you can make no argument that they are not dead. And he'll include some where it's like, it is possible that this guy is still alive. It is not possible that this guy is still alive. I don't know what the fuck, man. He's like in an Aztec temple. What is that? What is... I guess that's the Batwing right there, just hanging. Because when you have an airplane, it's more efficient to hang it suspended from the ceiling vertically. Yeah, it's got a trial. Well, yeah, but no, because this version of the Batwing turns into a bat sub. The wings can shear off, and yeah, I think in the movie that happens because like one of the wings gets blown off, so he just like fuck it and blows the other wing off himself and becomes a submarine. And it's like you can't have predicted that exact thing to happen. There's a part in Batman Returns where he's driving the Batmobile and he needs to go through an alley that's too narrow. So he presses a button and the sides of the Batmobile shear off and now it's thin enough to go through. And it's like, this is not something that, this is not even Batman could predict this, you know, as a, I mean, fucking maybe, I don't know. But why not just make the Batmobile thinner to begin with? Even though there are parts of Gotham that are thinner. That's one of the great things about the design of Gotham in Arkham Knight is like the streets are like wide enough to put three houses in because, you know, you have to have enough room for the Batmobile to play around and do fun shit. So it's just like, man, the city planners loved open space, especially since... This Gotham is on three islands, like, you know, it's like Manhattan is an island. And the most important thing in Manhattan is real estate. There are quote-unquote garages in Manhattan that literally have claws that lift up the cars and rotate them up in this Ferris wheel fucking looking thing because ground space is so precious there. So when you're designing that city, you got to make sure to put in the widest streets in the world to accommodate Bruce Wayne's fucking tank. Oh yeah. That is, well, which also is not an island. Because it's like an oil drilling platform or something. But what just happened? Like what just lowered or raised? Pringle? That's fucking copyrighted! That's trademarked or whatever. Are there... Oh, there's a question mark. I thought those were bats flying around for a second, and it's like, that's not the right gimmick, Nygma. You should know what your gimmick... Yeah, Jeremy, next to Partridge. Mm-hmm. Just staring at Cyclops. It's like, you had to go with something that's in Marvel? You really did? I mean, it's not the first time that's happened in this game. There's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Well, there is toxic waste that'll throw you back out. You jump into it and it just goes, nah, it's fine. There you go. Like an invisible Lakitu just Yeah, I think that's the same waste. Like, if you jump into it too far into it, and when it throws you back, it doesn't throw you out of it. You just blink forever. Oh, but they turn off after a minute. Oh no. Astaroth. El Diablo. El Diablo. Diablo. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, wow. This was not in the... Maybe it was. I can't remember whether this was in the SNES version and whether it had this, like, fucking migraine-inducing effect of question marks. Also, you need to come up with a better name than Hologram, because holograms don't work that way. And I'm not saying it has to make sense in Batman, but you could just say, like, Illusion or something. And that would have been fine. Thug? Wait, Thug now? They couldn't just pull a random name from everything else? Like, that wouldn't be hard to program. Oh, hey, maybe we'll get to see some of Two-Face's multiple moves, or actually, more likely, probably not. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Don't be a fucking... The way you're kicking him, you're hitting him in, like, the raw part of his face just over and over. I remember, in the novelization that I had when I was a kid, it was that, you know those, like, movie novel... God, yeah. This is the part we stopped playing when we did this before. We didn't know it was going to happen. And killed you. Because we were save state whoring. And so we only had a sliver of health left, because this game is impossibly hard. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's all we were doing. I don't want to talk over these amazing sound effects, and I don't mean that in a joking way. The sound effects are amazing. Broom, broom, broom. You still have to fight him again after that? No, like, I think he has, like, some kind of, like, serum or something that, like, does buff him up a little bit. Or something like that, but it's not like that. Is this doing anything? Oh, it is. Oh! Oh, yeah, he is taking damage. This is stupid. It's like, nyeh. Oh, and I will point out, because we might be about to finish this, when he walks, it looks like he's, using invisible ski poles. Secret areas, so percent. That's the end of the game, right? It has to be. He can't say, like, Batman has once again brought peace to the city of Gotham. No, congratulations, game complete. I mean, I know that's not what you played these games back then. You didn't give a shit what the ending was like, because it was about the accomplishment. But it's like, congratulations, game complete. Wait, clay models. Oh, clay models. That actually makes a little bit more sense than what I thought they did to make some of these sprites. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they thought they were going to be able to do a lot more than they were with, like, the different kinds of deaths and stuff. But it's like, why would you show a bad guy getting crushed in a Batman game? Batman doesn't kill. Well, there we go. It came up, the next video that came up in the preview was, it's just a big picture of the angry video game nerd frowning, sadly. Which I think is actually appropriate. So yeah, thanks for watching this video fest, because that's what it's called, of Batman the Forever series on, yeah, Bat the Forever Man. Only on Sega Game Gear. Actually, it was on Sega Game Gear, but... Maybe, yeah, let me see. I gotta make some adjustments here, because, I think I did peak more than once. Let me go back over my audio and see something real quick. I'm cutting it, but yeah.